We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting four lines from the top to the end of the line. We are in the middle of discussing different Amarayim. They said these special tefillas after Shemoneh Esrei. And we started seeing some in yesterday's blot, and we're continuing today the different tefillas that Amarayim said after davening. Rav Lachsandri, Bosa Slusei, after he finished Shemoneh Esrei, Amahachi. Yirotzim v'necha Hashem alekeinu, sh'tamideinu v'keren oira, v'al tamideinu v'keren chashecha. So he davened to Hashem, that Hashem should stand, put him in the a corner that has light, and not in a dark corner. So Mashal learns that we're talking about Klal Yisrael and Golus, we're like in a corner, we're like stuffed in a corner, so at least the corner should be a light corner and not a dark. So we should have light in the, and not darkness in that corner. V'al yidav libeinu, we shouldn't have any tzar on our heart. V'al yechshu enenu, our eyes shouldn't be darkened. That's what we daven. We daven, you know, we're in Golus, but at least it should be easy to withstand. Ikad amri, that this tefillah, ha Rav Hamnuna matzalei. This was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah. But Rav Chassandi had a different tefillah. Rav Chassandi was the master of Mahachi. Ribon elom, gol v'idu lefanecha. You know, Shiritzanin Lassi Vishanecha, really want to do your will. Omima Akiv, who's stopping us? Sa'ar Shavi Isa. The yeast in the Isa, Sa'ar Shavi Isa. Rashi says Sa'ar Shavi Isa means the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara that's in our heart makes us into Chametz, makes us not be able to do Yerotzin, stops us from doing the Yerotzin. Vishibin Malchis, the two things are Sa'ar Shavi Isa with Yetzahara, and the second thing that is an impediment to this is the Shiva Malchus stops us from doing your will. The Mashal actually explains because really the derech memutzah is always to the derech is do the mutzah, the in, you know, do the middle way, let's say for Gaiva, to go the middle direct, you know, go the middle way, not too much, not too little. So he says that here the Sa'ar Shabi Isa makes us too big of a Bagaiva, and the Shivat Malchias makes us too little of a Bagaiva. So someone asking Hashem, you know, please let us go down the middle, and the ones that are stopping us, Sar Shvi Yisav Shivat Malchias. Yirotzim Fanecha, Shtatzlinim V'yodom, V'novshav Lassis Chukir Ritzenecha V'leiv Avshalim. We daven to Hashem that Hashem should save us from the hands from Shivat Malchias and from the Reitz Zahara, and we should be able to do Tshuva V'leiv Avshalim. That was Rav Lachsandia's tefillah, the second version. Rav Abasa Slusei Amahachei, Lekai Ashlan Etzarti Nechadai. Until before I was created, it wasn't really, wasn't Kedai, it wasn't worth it for me to be created. But Ashlan Etzarti, now that I am created, Kilan Etzarti, it's still not worth it. It's like it wasn't created at all. Afani Bechayai, V'Kavachayim Misosai. I'm like dirt when I'm alive, and Kavachayim Misosai. Harein Yilfanecha Kekli Mole Busha Chlima, I'm like a keli full of Busha Chlima. Yirotzim v'fanecha Hashem alekayish le'echta oid, which means, without Hashem, please help us that we shouldn't do any more averus. U'mashach etosu l'fanecha, and what we did, morek b'rachamecha rabim. Take away, clean the slate. Avaloy al yesurim v'chalom rabim. Now al yedei yesurim and sickness, a bad sickness. V'hainu, so this is what Rava said every day after his Shemoneh Esrei, v'hainu vidu d'rabam nuna zuti v'yom kippuri. This is the vidui of Rav Hamnuna Zuti that he said on Yom Kippur. We taka say this on Yom Kippur as well, after vidui on Yom Kippur, on the tefillahs. Mar Barei de Ravina, his tefillah coming up, is the closest thing to what we say after Shemoneh Esrei. Mar Barei de Ravina, Kav Mesayim Tzolai Yisrael Mahachi. When he finished Shemoneh Esrei, he said like this, Elikai Nitzar L'Shoini Ra, Hashem save us from Lashon Hara, was supposed to be Mirma from saying Sheker, lie, Nafshi Sidon, and anyone who tries to curse us, Nafshi Sidon, Nafshi Ka'afa, my nephew should be quiet to that. Nafshi Ka'afa, the Kaltia, my nephew should be like Afa. Toysis says Nafshi Ka'afa, the Kaltia means that just like Afa cannot be destroyed, it's here to stay. The same thing, our children should not be yichla l'olam, and they should be here to stay forever. That's what Rashi learns. V'nafshi ka'afa l'kol tia. P'sach libi b'zer esecha, open my heart and tayro v'mitzasecha t'il v'nafshi v'sas lena v'pegara m'yetzara m'ishara, save us from any bad encounters, from the bad Yetzer Hara, from a bad wife, from a kol ra'is, from a structure of Olam, any bad that come to the world. Anyone who's thinking to do something bad to us, please, you know, break up the machshavas and make them forget the machshavas. And then you end off, Yiratzen Refi, V'hegin Li B'fnecha, Hashem, Tzuri, V'goy Ali. So the Rashba actually brings it right from here that all these bakashas could be said even for Yiratzen, because you see over here that Marbar Avina said the whole Kani Tzar, then he said Yiratzen. But other Rishonim say just the opposite. It's mashma. Only Rama Ravina said it this way. Everyone else maybe said it after Yul Ratzon said the Bakashas. And that's what comes to Achlekes and Halacha, if you say Yul Ratzon before the Kain Tzar or not. Rav Sheshes, Kav Yosef B'Tanisa, when he was wanted to sit, you know, wanted to have a Tainis fast the next day, so he's the Mekabel Tainis. And he said like this, Bas the Matzah, after Shemoneh Esrei, he said the Kabbalah, that he's in a fast tomorrow. He said the Kabbalah was like this: Ribbono Olam, Golu Fanach Vazman Shemes Mikdash Kayim. When the Mikdash was still around, Odom Choyt the Makiv Carbon. If a person did a Avera, he brings the carbon. Ve'Imakivim Menu Elachel Bayadami. He doesn't bring the whole thing. All he brings is the Chelav and the Dam Umeschapeloi, and he gets a Kapara from that. Va'Achshav Yeshaf Di B'Tainis. Now I want to sit B'Tainis V'Smat Chel B'Vadami. Maybe this is not before the Kabbalah's time. It sounds like it's on the Tainus. He said this. It sounds like it's not on. I said before. It says it's on the Tainus. So now I sat for Tainus with a smart chelbi v'dami. My chelav and dam, I know, came less chelav, less dam. Yiratzam v'necha she chelbi v'dami shenismayet kilu krat v'necha gav mizbeach v'atir tzeini. It should be kilu I was makam on mizbeach, and that should be a kapara for me. I actually saw this year that Erev Yom Kippur, we have before, Erev Yom Kippur, he's supposed to eat. So why he's supposed to eat Erev Yom Kippur? So we know a lot of different, the Be'yoyin has at least three reasons why he's supposed to eat. So one of the Chassidish Rebbe said, it says over here, that what's a tainus? The tainus is that I'm giving my chelev and my dam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so makom karvan. Therefore you eat a lot Erev Yom Kippur to have a lot of chelev and dam to give, you know, to make a lot of chelev and dam, Erev Yom Kippur, to have more for your carbon. And it gets taken a step further, you know, that chelav and dam already you eat like Erev Yom Kippur, you don't eat like stam, the Torah's mitzvah. So you're giving even a more chosh of a chelav and dam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makom HaTainus. I'm pretty sure I saw it from Rabbi Meilich Biederman. Rabbi Yochanan, ki av mesayim safra de'iv o mahochi. When he finished the Sefer Iv, and he used to say like this, after seeing Eve's life, even though he had all those tzaras, he still was strong, and he had betachin to the Eivishtim, and he was nice to everyone, even though he had such a hard life. And he used to end up like this, Hachi, Seif Adam Lamas. Every person is going to die. Seif Behema L'Shchita, and every Behema is going to die. V'Shchita. V'Akol L'Misa. Heimaimdim. Everyone is L'Misa Heimaimdim. Ashrei Misha Godo V'Atayra V'Amalei V'Atayra. Praiseworthy is the person who, while he was alive, he learned Torah, he worked, toiled hard in Torah, and he did what the Eibishter wanted, what his Creator wanted, he lived his life with a good name, and he was Nifta B'Shem Toiv, Min Olam. If someone has a good name, it's better than good oil, and his death will be better than, will be greater than the day he was born, because he was Nifter V'Shem Tov. And the same thing with Eev, even though he had all those sorrows, he's still Nifter V'Shem Tov. Margala Pumundur Ramei used to say over like this. Now, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us. The following thing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us. It tells us like this. Gemara b'chol avavachol avachol nafshachol adas es drachai. He says, work with all your heart and all your soul to know my ways. V'lishgoid al dalse teirasi. And to be steady and learn and be a masmid on the doors of my Torah. Retzar teirasi b'libacha. And watch the Torah in your heart. V'nega inecha tia yirasi. And connected your eyes always should be Shvisa Hashem, connected your soul, always be my ear in front of your eyes. Shmar picha v'kol chet, watch your mouth from all chet, v'tar v'kash asmo kol asmo avon, and purify yourself from any avera. V'ani eyem v'chol v'chol makam. Then I'll be with you with everywhere you go. That's what Rabbi used to say. That's what Rabbi used to say. Magal Pum de Rabbanim de Yavne. The Rabbanim of Yavne say this saying. Ani Bria v'chaveri Bria. I am a Bria. I'm a creation. V'chaveri Rash learns is the Amaratzim. They are Bria also. Ani Malachti Be'ir. We both work very hard. Actually, my Malacha is a little better because Be'ir it's in the city. Who Malachti v'sada. His Malacha is in the Sada. Ani Mashkim Malachti. Who Mashkim Malachti. I wake up early for my Malacha and he wakes up early for his Malacha. Kishem Shu Einu Hizgad Malachti. Look, just like he is not trying to do my Malacha. Kach Ani Einu Hizgad Malachti. I'm not interested in doing his Malacha. Maybe you'll say, the way Rashi was like this, that maybe, you know, maybe he's right, that he's working out in the fields, because he does not learn so good. He does not learn so good. Why should he learn? Why should he try to learn? He's better at plowing fields than learning. But that's a mistake. Shanina, we learned, if he goes to learn, he gets the same schara as the Talmud Chacham. Because the bottom line is, as long as Libul Hashemayim, even if we don't learn so much, it's still the same amount of schara. Margalei bepumei da'abaya. Lo'oil mi odom orom be'yira. A person should look, be cunning and sly be'yira, figuring out ways to be a yira Shemayim. Man erach meishav chema. He should also practice what says in Mishlei, that if someone talks nicely and calmly and softly to someone, that brings down the anger. And brings shalom between brothers, with your relatives. You should talk nicely and be marav shalom for everyone. This way you'll be ohav lamayla, you'll be loved in Shemayim and loved in this world. You have a kubal al abriyas, and people will like you. There was no one who ever told him Shalom Aleichem first. He always was Makdim Shalom. Even a Nachri Bashuk, a non-Jew in the street, he was the first one to say Shalom Aleichem to them. Magli Puma de Rava, Taklis Chachma Tshuva Maisim Toivim. The Taklis of learning is Tshuva Maisim Toivim. So Yodam Kaira Vishoine Yaboyit Ba'ava V'ima Yuvarabai. A person shouldn't learn and then be boyit ba'ava v'imay v'rabbi. He should learn l'shma, we'll see in a second. He should learn l'shma. He shouldn't learn like l'kanter, and this way he'll be boyit ba'ava v'imay v'rabbi. Mishu gadol menu, and someone's bigger than him, chachma v'minyan. Shnei Amad says, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The first step for chachma is yiras Shemayim. Chachma alone, talking to chachma sagayim, defined by the goyim, they could be the biggest professor, but the biggest garnish on 2 feet. But by the Torah has to make you into a better person. And when you learn Torah, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The first thing is Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov V'chol HaSeim. Ends off Seichel Tov V'chol HaSeim. Lo Yishmoy Nemes and Lo Yishim El Lo Yiseim. And the way that Tzlach learns that if you learn Torah L'shma, it's not just like I'm doing the Torah. It makes the person into a different person. And he was worth being created. So it's like you created yourself again. Lo Yishim L'shma, Lo Yishim L'shma. Those who learn Torah L'shma, not Shloi L'shma. Anyone learns Shloi L'shma, it was better he wasn't created. Now, Tosfos already asks, and maybe Rashi, maybe Bavanzit, Tosfos already asks that we know, the Gemara says, Himsachim, Lo'olam Yasek Odom Torah of a mitzvah is a filo Shloi L'shma, Shemotayach Shloi L'shma, Ba L'shma. That if I'm learning Shloi L'shma, you come to L'shma. So how can you say, if someone learns Shloi L'shma, it's Kiloi Nivra. And for Tosfos, that Shloi L'shma means here, where you're doing it only to be able to lekanter, which means you're only trying to slug up your Rebbe, you're just using it as a way to hurt other people. But the regular Shloi L'shma that brings Shloi L'shma is a Shloi L'shma that you're doing because you want some covered. That's also no good, but that at least is not lekanter. And of course, every person, also, the goal is to learn L'shma. Magalei Pumi D'Rav. There's no eating, no drinking, no having children, no business, no jealousy, no hate, sacros literally means competition, no competition, which also causes fights. El tzadikim yoyishvim v'ater seim v'resheim, the tzadikim sit there with their crowns on their head. And then Nana from Ziv HaShechina, they don't have to eat. And Rashi learns over here what it means, that they were Nana from Ziv HaShechina, they didn't even have to eat, but that was Ki'ilu they ate. The ladies got a better haftacha from Makaris Baruch Hu more than men. Shnemar noshim shananis koimonoshim manakoli benois boitchos hazeni imrasi. And Rashi learns says here twice the two loshins shananis and boitchos. It's a loshin of shalva v'shek, a loshin of being at peace, and it says it twice. So they get a double haftacha that la'olam haba they will be v'shalva v'shalva v'hashke hashke v'shalva. And how are they zeicha to this olam haba? How are zeicha to this special shananos? How are they zeicha to this? So what's the question? They have some mitzvahs also. So the vayista is that olam haba, the ikar way to get the most char is through the Torah. And the question is, how do noshim get the schus haTorah? So Gemara answers, bekriya b'nayal b'nei knishto, bringing their children to learn Chumash in the Beis Medrash, Vasnuy Gavra Rabbanon, and letting the husbands go learn Mishnah in the Beis Medrash, but not only Gavra Lasnuy Rabbanon. They wait for the husbands to come home. All these things are schar for the Noshim. And so, the Noshim get even the double schar. It says that God will have Tacha Shavtichon Nagavach Noshim, Yesu Noshim. So, what's Pshat that the Noshim get more schar? So, some of the Farshim say is that sometimes you can send your husband to learn. The husband doesn't learn. He schmoozes half the time. So maybe the wife doesn't get any schar, or the wife gets the full schar no matter what, even if the husband doesn't learn. So that means God will have tacha. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that even if they learn shloi l'shma, she'll still get the mitzvah of l'shma, even though he learns shloi l'shma. And that's the farshim learn different ways of what the schar of the isha is. But the Goyin says that the farshim, they have to have schar of a Torah, and that's why the Gemara says, what is their schar? When the Rabbanim left the Beis Medrash, either from Rav Ami Beis Medrash or Rav Chanina's Beis Medrash, they used to say to each other, Amrulei, they said they gave each other a bracha. And the bracha was like this, Amrulei Hachi, you should see your world in your life, which means you should have Olam Hazeh. And you're after your Nifter, you should be Zechat Olam Hazeh. But take vasachal adar v'darim, and you should have hope. It literally means l'dar darim. I guess it means that for darist you should have good children who are learning Torah. Libcha yaga tfuna, your heart should be filled with learning tfuna with Torah. Picha yidav chachmas, your mouth should talk chachma v'shanicha yarchas v'nanos, and your lips should move with praise to Hashem. Afecha yashiru negdecha. Which Rashi says means that you should be able to understand the Torah lahalacha, Yashiv loshin yosher, straight. Einecha yiru mar Torah, your eyes should be lit up with the light of Torah. Panecha yaziru kizera rekiya, your face should be light up like the sky. Sfisecha yabiu das, v'kli yisecha talazoyna mesharim, and your kidneys should be able to sing praises to Hashem. Pamecha yirutz l'shmari divri atagreimim, and your legs, your feet, should run to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.